Hear NFL legends, players, coaches, and media members from around the country sharing their insights and stories with us year-round. Here on Thursday night, Tailgate.
And now back with us to lead us through our five-star picks of the week is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. Happy New Year, Tony. How are you, my friend?
Happy New Year, Tony.
Happy New Year, Chris and Bob. How you guys doing?
We're fantastic. Great, thank you, Tony. So, Tone, the last time we got together back around week 16 and did our picks, one of us had a good week. Two of us had kind of a mediocre week. And unfortunately, in your situation, as a guy trying to make up two games on Bob, you guys were actually the two guys that had the mediocre week. So no blood drawn between the two of you. I actually had a good week for a change. I was 4-1. You guys both went 3-2. So I gain a huge game to draw within three of Bob and one of you. But yeah, time's starting to run out for us, Tom. We got to really start to kick it in gear, my friend.
I know, man. I think we're running out of time, man. We got to catch Bob.
I know. So let's we go back through it, right? We all had the Patriots over the Bills. Bob and I had the Saints over the Titans. Tony, you went out on that limb, and it unfortunately broke underneath you, and you fell from that one. We were all wrong, and Bob and I talked about this at the top of the show, all wrong in picking the Cowboys, which is what most of us were for the entire season. So shame on your son-in-law for making you pick the Cowboys, so you should learn something from that. And then we all had the Chiefs over the Bears, and then, Tony, you and I had the Packers over the Vikings, and Bob, that one hurt you. So I was 4-1, you guys 3-2. So for the season now, Bob is 29-16. Tony, you remain two games back, 27-18, and I'm three back at 26-19. So through this playoff run, we got to be spot on if we're going to have an opportunity, and you're going to have an opportunity to keep your title. So let's see what we can do. Our first game this week, guys, is the Saturday games. We got the 10-6 Bills going to the 10-6 Texans. So, Tony, when you look at these two teams, which one of them comes out on top? Who gets to win 11 first?
You know, with J.J. coming back on defense with Houston, man, it looks like Houston's going to have a pretty good defense again. I don't know how effective he's going to be. He hasn't played pretty much all year. But Buffalo has a great defense, too. So, you know, it's kind of tough. You see that Buffalo cannot put a lot of points on offense, but because of their defense, you know, and I know Angelo is going to really like me on this call. I'm going with the Buffalo Bills. I'm going to go with Buffalo. I'm going to go with Buffalo. I think their defense is going to play well enough to win, and it's going to be a low scoring game. We'll go 17-14, Buffalo.
All right, Bob, what do you think?
This may be one of the best games of the weekend and one of the toughest ones to pick. You know, I'm going to give Tony a chance to gain a game on me. I'm going to go with the hometown Houston Texans. You know, they rested everybody last week. Watson is going to be in decent shape, Hopkins, and the whole thing with Watt coming back, plus their home. It can go either way. I think it's a 2.5-point spread, but I'm going to say the Texans somehow live to, for one more week. I think they're going to get by Buffalo, kind of like Tony said, maybe an ugly game. How about 20-16?
Tony, I'm with you. I love the Bills' defense, and the Texans have had a shaky one all year round. We'll see what Watt coming back can do. They gave up the fifth most yards in the league this year, and of the teams in the playoffs, they allowed the second most points per game at 24.1. So for Bills fans, I think there's hope. Now, the downside for them, I think, is the fact that their quarterback is Josh Allen. I mean, the guy finished the season 24th in passer rating, dead last in completion percentage. I mean, Jameis Winston was better than that guy. He's one of only three quarterbacks to have a completion percentage below 60% for the year in a time when guys like Derek Carr and Ryan Tannehill, these guys are completing over 70%. He can't complete 60%. And I look at that kid, and he lacks the ability to throw the touch pass. He doesn't complete many passes down the field. Like I say, we know the Bills' defense is good, and they should be able to hold the Texans' offense to under their 23.6 points per game average. But for me, the piece is, and Tony, you allude to this, is can the Bills score more than 17? And I just don't think they can. They haven't done it over the last four games of the season, and they only did it five times all year long. So I just don't believe enough in the Bills offense to say that they can get it done. I'm with you, Bob. I'm going to take the Texans at home 20-17. Our second game is the 9-7 Titans going to Tony's shaky 12-4 Patriots. So Tone, first of all, your boys lost to the Dolphins, Tony, with the number 2 seed and a bye on the line and 4-4 over the last 8 games. I don't know, Tone. Can they get it done this week?
Hey, man, right now, everybody's undefeated. So forget about what happened in the season. Forget all about that. I think Brady's going to go into the phone booth. He's going to come out like Superman. And we got the Tennessee Titans at home. We don't lose too many games at home. Even though we lost at home against the Dolphins, man, that was pretty embarrassing. But playoffs, we got a new spirit. Everybody's excited. We're gonna win this game on Saturday night, and it's not gonna be close. We're gonna go 37-17, New England.
Wow, Bob, are you believing Tony's smoke and mirrors and don't look over here, look over there, kind of thing?
I think Tony's pretty right, spot on to what's gonna happen this week, Chris. So this is gonna be a night game in New England. God knows what weather we're going to see, but that's not even going to be a factor because I think they're just mad that they have to be playing in a wild card weekend. It just doesn't happen in New England. So they're going to come out. I think they're going to just put so much pressure and everything on Tannehill. And I just think they're going to score 30 points easily this game. They kind of get it together offensively. How about 30-13, New England?
Wow, both of you guys on the blowout special. Holy cow. I don't know, guys. I would love to pick the Titans in this game because, like everyone else outside of New England, I want the Patriots gone. I want them out of the playoffs. Forget about it. Done. Put a bow on them. But, you know, unfortunately, when I look at the Titans and what they've done, I mean, outside of the Texans last week, and that was a game where the Texans rested most of their players, I mean, the Titans only beat one team that finished over 500. That was the Chiefs back at midseason. And, you know, look, I love what Ryan Tannehill has done. That kid's resurrected his career, playing out of his mind ever since he took over for Marcus Mariota. And Derrick Henry won the rushing title. He's averaging 5.1 yards a carry. But, you know, we all know what Belichick does, right? I mean, the Patriots defense was sixth against the run this year. And I got to believe that Belichick is going to stack the box, try to take Derrick Henry out of the game and make Ryan Tannehill beat them. And I just don't think they're there. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it yet. Pardon me. So, I'm with you guys. I'm unfortunately going to take the Patriots in this game. I think they win it 27-20. Our third game is the 10-6 Vikings going to the 13-3 Saints. Tony, can the Vikings go into New Orleans and shock the Saints?
Only if hell freezes over.
Oh, here we go with the hell freezes over.
I don't think the Saints, I think the Saints are upset too because, you know, having a 13-3 record, man, and still having to play in a wild card game, it's not fun. But, you know, playing in New Orleans right now, man, New Orleans right now is really hot. LSU's winning. Everybody in the whole state of Louisiana is excited. Now the Saints, they're excited. They're going to win. Man, it's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be pretty at all. I see the Saints just dominating this team. Another blowout, Chris. 41, 42. Let's give them 42. 42-17, New Orleans.
All right. Two Tony Collins blowout specials of the week. Bob, what do you think?
I think that the Saints are almost unbeatable in a dome at this point. You know, I mean, everybody's been saying that Breeze is a kind of a dome quarterback, doesn't do as well outside. Well, they're not outside yet, so it doesn't matter. I think Breeze has got a little chip on his shoulder that he was named to their all-time team, which he probably should have been. And, the Saints, Chris, they're one of our Super Bowl teams, so how can you pick against them at this point? They're looking good. Nobody can defend Thomas, so Tony's right. It's going to be well into the 30s. How about 37-24, New Orleans?
Well, guys, and I'm with you. You know, when I look at, you know, both of these teams and certainly, you know, getting Dalvin Cook back, and he says that he's a full go on in this game. So I certainly give that to the Vikings. He's had a spectacular year when he's been in there. And the Vikings defense is pretty good. I mean, they were fifth in average points allowed. Where it falls apart for me for them is they've allowed 4.3 yards per carry on the ground. They gave up 393 yards passing to Dak Prescott, 352 to Matthew Stafford, 283 to Phillip Rivers, 345 to Matt Ryan, and 335 in an earlier game this year against the Packers and Aaron Rodgers. So now you got to face Drew Brees. So if it's going to go south, it's going to go south hard right there. So I'm with you guys. I think the Saints win this game, and I'm going to take them 30-20. Our last game is the 11-5 Seahawks going to the 9-7 Eagles. Tony, can the Fly Eagles fly? You know, can't propel the Eagles to a home win to start off the playoffs? What do you think?
No. You know what? Philly is a team that, you know, what were they? Were they 9-7 or something like that?
That's
not
right.
Sure exactly.
Yep.
What their record was, but man, they're not ready. Seattle's a good football team. I thought Seattle should have won their last game against the 49ers, man. I think they had a couple calls. One call that was in the end zone. And then they messed up at the end of the game. They had the penalty on the 1 yard line there, for delay of game. But Seattle's a really good team right now, man. And I think they're upset. They got a great record. They got a better record than Philly, and they got to go to Philly and beat them in Philly. So they're kind of pissed off about that too. So Seattle's going to win, but you know, it's not going to be a blowout. Seattle will win, and we'll say 27-17 Seattle.
Hi, Bob. Tony Wright?
I think Tony is right, Chris. This is, you got to give Philadelphia a lot of credit, for coming this far. Again, the team is so banged up, Chris, and I just can't picture them winning a postseason game against a team as talented as Seattle. Still missing some parts. I mean, okay, we talked about Boston Scott and his heroics and everything, but it's going to be really tough against a good team when you don't have all of your parts. So I think Seattle goes in there. They do enough to win. It's going to be very competitive, and kudos to Philadelphia for still being competitive at this point. But Seattle, how about 28-21?
All right, well, guys, I'm going the other way. I mean, the Seahawks are a middle-of-the-road defense now. They're not the dominant defense that they once were. All of their wins this season came by one score. They had to go dig Marshawn Lynch up out of retirement to come play running back. And they're only a +7 in their points scored versus given up differential. They've lost two in a row, three of their last four. Meanwhile, the Eagles have won four in a row. They're going to be looking to avenge a 17-9 loss to Seattle back at the mid part of the season. And they're going to have to go into Philadelphia and beat the Eagles twice at home. I don't think so. I'm going to take the Eagles. I think it's a close one, but I'm taking Philly 23-20. Tone, before we let you go, remind everybody about the great things you do helping kids go to college.
TonyCollinsFoundation.org. Go to the website. We're going on our 12th year as our tournament coming up in July 27th of this year. Really excited about that. So go to the website, helping as many kids go off to college as possible.
Tone, always great to spend some time with you. We look forward to seeing how we do and catching up with you again real soon. In between now and then, Happy New Year to you and your family. And take care, my friend.
Happy New Year, guys. Have a great one. God bless.
Bye-bye, Tone.
See you, Tone. That's the great Tony Collins and our five-star picks of the week. We've got our next guest, Ross Greenberg, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Ross on the other side of this real quick station break.